somebody still beat us. Who's on? Somebody's there.
Betty has arrived.
Well, I know Betty's on, but somebody even beat Betty and Joanne and I, so I'm not sure who that was.
Wow, that's...
They're maybe getting ready for running out the door or something else important this morning. Anyone that's on that would like to say hi, we'd just like to know that you're there. And if I don't have you on the email list, please email me at dennychar@comcast.net. I'm going to continually add to the list here so that we can have everybody's email, and if there's something that needs to go out that maybe Steve doesn't get to yet, and maybe it's Steve doing his setup for his recording here also, which is fine, but we'll...
Has arrived.
Good morning. Who just joined us? Everybody wants to be quiet this morning.
Has arrived.
Good morning.
Has arrived.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Char. How are you?
I am doing just fine. Elaine, how are you doing?
Good.
Has arrived.
Google it. Good morning.
Good morning, Char.
Good morning, Char. And there's Jeannie, and I hear Steve both at the same time.
Monty. I think it was Monty.
Oh, Monty. Okay.
That's me.
Sorry. Good morning, Monty. I got your email. I haven't collected it. All the names into the list yet, but it will go there.
Thank you.
You're more than welcome. Well, I'm going to start right in here, and, oh, man, I was going to look up that other code to do the muting. Let's see if I can run back and do that, because I... I think I got the wrong number in the last time, and that's what happened. If I can spot it real quick here. Amazing how time flies, and we go through pages of calls and information and all of these things.
That is true.
Oh, goodness. See, I don't remember what the date was, so I'll have to do that later. So we might have some more interruptions to...
Has arrived.
Started. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Steve.
Good morning, Steve.
Just thank you for the recipes, but you got to get some more sleep, honey.
Yeah, I knew you'd say that to me, and I am working on it, but I was so irritated with myself that it hadn't happened earlier in the day that I thought, oh, I got a few, a refresher nap there that kept me going for a little bit, but yeah, I'm working to get back onto a regular schedule. Thank you. Danny goes, yeah. Sitting on the sofa here. He doesn't think I'm serious, but I am serious. It's just that it doesn't appear. Oh, here it is. Let's see. Well, it says 6 to mute and unmute, so that doesn't quite do it when everybody's coming in for me. There's got to be something else here that I'm missing.
I made it easier for people to find the calls at lifestylesupport.org last night.
Oh, can you tell them? Is it real quick or?
Well, I just changed the layout slightly so that the lifestyle calls, the current ones, are the main focus, you know, to start with, rather than being buried a little bit deeper. So. just a little bit easier to find them.
Okay, so they still go to lifestylesupport.org.
Right. And there's a red link up close to the top that they can click on for the most current calls.
Okay, great.
Anybody
thank
who
you.
Wants to take notes and send them to me so we can get back on to the reviewed calls instead of non-reviewed calls would be helpful.
Okay, just for a title type thing even would work, right?
Yeah, just anything.
Okay. So the ones that are doing the facilitating, if we just do that, then we're right on top of it. So I will work on that idea for the ones I'm on. And Jeannie and anybody else, Betty, you can do the same thing. And Steve's call letters are allswell, allswell, Steve at allswell, okay. Steve at allswell.com, or .org. I think I did it right, Steve. For a change, so a title.
Yeah, .org, I wish I had the .com, but I was second.
That's
it
okay,
looks good, Steve. I'm looking at it now, it looks nice, thank you.
Has arrived.
I'm planning on the next couple of months switching it over to a blog format so everybody can make comments and everybody can review the calls and put things there, but that's going to take a while.
Okay. Beautiful.
And he's only got so many hours in the day like all the rest of us, so let's we'll get going here again. And anybody else that wants to say hi for the last time? I'm going to try the star six, and please mute your phones, otherwise...
Linda Morse.
Has arrived.
Good morning. Who just arrived?
This is Linda Morse. Good morning.
Good morning, Linda. How are you doing? This is Char Rogers.
Hi, dear Miss Char. Well, how are you, my dear?
I'm doing great. Okay, so I just picked up a book that was referred to me. And it is called the Beck Diet Solution. B, like boy, E-C-K, Diet Solution. Train Your Brain to Think Like a Thin Person by Judith S. Beck, Ph.D. Beck Institute for Cognitive Therapy and Research. Okay. Diets works with any diet. Well, I don't like the word diet. I like the word lifestyle change because that's what we're working on, and I don't know exactly when what the date is, but I'm thinking that there's people that need to know this information that need help far beyond. 2007 was the published date on it, and I know that there's people out there that need to understand the behavioral part of what they're doing, and definitely not qualified to go there. I don't know exactly how I figured out my solution, but I know that I did, and I did go through it, and some of it was behavioral, I know that, but there was enough to shock me into behavioral, a behavioral situation, because the reason was stronger than the behavior that I was doing or going through to put the weight on. So on page 23, if any of you are interested in checking this book out, is her story, her beginning story. I should eat as little as possible was one of her problems. If others don't see me eating, it doesn't really count. If I give into temptation, it's my fault for being weak. If I eat something I hadn't planned to eat, I may as well abandon my diet for the whole day. Those were some of the issues. And then she looked at it goes into more depth, and then the solutions at a glance and the cognitive things that were taking place. And then a little bit later, to page 29, she goes into eating begins with a trigger. What are your triggers? And she's listed some modify your environment, some of the things that need to change. Tolerate hunger and craving. Think differently about food. Deal with the emotions in a productive way, make eating healthful, healthfully a higher priority than pleasing other people or satisfying a momentary desire. And I know just yesterday I was in the situation that the person gave me some of those things that were her triggers, and she is still blaming those triggers for her overeating. And now she is embarking on a on the KVB program and looking at it as a solution. And when I picked this book up and glanced through it just early this morning, I'm thinking, oh my gosh, she needs some of this to begin dealing with the behavioral that is much deeper than what we want to work on. Now, I know that it can be what we've got built into our product can be an incredible help for her, because it triggers things in the brain that can help to minimize these sabotaging thoughts that she has going on. Anyway, I just wanted to give a little tiny bit of an intro on that, because if you think you're in the category that you could use that, this book, again, it's the Beck Diet Solution, Train Your Brain to Think Like a Thin Person, which I really like that title. See yourself in that position, just like we do other affirmations and so on. Okay, so, and Joanne, well, why don't you just go ahead and give that sabotaging thought and then the resolution for it, Joanne, if you've got the book right there handy. Oh, I may have muted you. You can do star six. I don't think I did, though.
Should I wasted that sentence? Now you can hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
I got you.
You're not mute.
Okay. It says, here it is. Oh, the sabotaging thought would be that I don't need to do this. I know the difference between hunger and craving. And the, I'm not prepared. And the helpful thought is, know the difference between hunger and craving. You may know the difference in an intellectual level, but it's important to experience on a physical level. So practice tolerating the sensation if you think you're hungry, and ignore the cravings. Let's see what it says. One way to tell the difference is if you feel hungry that you should eat, see if you're interested in eating something like chewing on a carrot or or something that isn't particularly desirable to your taste. And if you don't really want that, then you're not really hungry. It's just a craving for something.
That's a great way of looking at it. And what page did that happen to be on, Joanne?
Well, part of it I made up, and part of it is on page 119.
Okay, so the thought is there.
Sometimes I put a little bit of other things together so that it's a little more meat.
There you go. Okay, and we'll do some Q&A at the end, so hold your thought there if you've got something that you want to interject that, or a question about any of it. Okay, so is anyone yet on the journaling? Or let me ask this way, who is journaling?
This is Jeannie. I just started this morning.
Well, great.
I went and got a notebook out. I said, Jeannie, you're going to do it today. So I, instead of putting it off till later because I would forget, I went and got a little notebook, and I dated for this week. I did 5 days. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I did journal yesterday. Sorry, I did put it in there, but I didn't do my journal part yesterday. Okay, there we go. So today is my journaling day, and I'm writing down what I'm having starting today.
Okay, and then you're going to write down your feelings at the end of the day?
And my feelings, yes, thank you for reminding me about that one. I'm going to write it right here.
So that you know, I know Jeannie from the years I've known her, I don't think you've ever had a serious behavioral problem around food because you're tall and slender, and she is one of the facilitators that has been doing this since very close to the beginning of when you came into NETAN, I think. I'm not exactly sure when that was, but when it started. But one of her talents is working with herbs. She knows a lot about them, and she's done a lot of ethnic cooking, especially Middle East. So anybody has any questions on that or something that comes up, you can also do that, or you could probably email her if you don't get real lengthy with it. She doesn't want to spend her whole day working on food like the rest of us don't either, because we're all very excited about what we have to work with, and that's a main drive. But do you want to give your email, Jeannie? Are you comfortable with that?
Oh, sure. It's Jeannie Z, J-E-A-N-N-I-E, Z like in zebra, the number 2@cox.net.
Okay, and I'm going to stick up and say again, none of us are really wanting to be involved lengthy on things beyond the call, so we'll make sure that we give time to Q&A. But if there is something private that you need to talk to, try hitting me first. I'll take the brunt of it here. But that you need to talk to one of us, please feel free to do it. We want to get people on track and be able to do this. And definitely on any of the questions. Business, of course, goes right along with that. But we've got a lot of business counseling going on now on the call, so please take advantage of that and also the recording. And I went through the recording setup that is on, I guess it's Bojavi that it, what it goes to. Anyway, I'll send that link out, and it is a great link that has been put together by, Linda, I bet you know about that, the group that is heading the, I just lost the name of it here. Well, Reed sent it down, so anyway, that tells you who's one of them that's on the team of setting that up. So, anyway.
Magnetic Team Builders? Oh, is it Magnetic Team Builders?
Yeah, that would be part of it, but that I don't think that was a heading.
Okay.
Anyway, we'll get that information out. I'll get that information out and just send the click down today of who I've got. So if I don't have your emails, please send it to dennyschar@comcast.net. Just our first names, Denny, and then C-H-A-R for Schar @comcast.net. And I'll comprise a list of this. So anyway, on our, let's have you feed in the nine that it's grown to, 9 points of the day that you want to make sure you get into a healthy day, guys. Go ahead and start calling them out, and we'll try and mentally check these off here as I go.
Water.
Water. I put water as number one because you can't go too long without water. Of course, we've got air that you can go even less time without. But water is on the list. 8 to 10 glasses. Actually, I should say 10 glasses. Or half your body weight. I'm going to revise that slightly. Another one?
Sweet.
Susie.
Pardon?
The vital balance drink.
The vital balance drink. That can be, and I'm going to say, if there's any challenge with weight, make it your first meal of the day and within an hour of rising. That is Dr. Roger Drummer's explanation on it, and he tells why if you go in and listen to his call, which is under Magnetic Leaders also. Another one.
Sleep.
Sleep. And I actually broke that into two parts for people that aren't yet on the sleep system, getting adequate sleep, and then sleeping on a NECAN sleep system. So I gave that actually two separate point values so they would begin to realize the importance of having a sleep system and the deep sleep, better rest and relaxation that you can get. Another one.
Exercise.
Exercise. You guys are going right down the list. 20 to 30 minutes brisk walk or other exercise would be a great starting point. Actually, 30 minutes could fulfill a lot of exercise time. Another one?
Lately, I've been hearing 150 minutes a week.
150 minutes a week. Okay, that's a good goal. That summarizes it in another way. So thank you, Nancy. I can add that one to the list. 150 minutes a week. Another one?
Nutritionals.
Nutritionals. Right on down the line. We got great nutritionals, and they can fill in the gaps, if nothing else. But those gaps, we, you know, aren't going to take the time to fill in with keeping that tight a schedule on the food, and sometimes it's next to impossible. Another one?
Healthy meal.
Healthy meal. Either one or two healthy meals. Think about it. If you're doing a second meal with the meal shake, Roger Drummer's comment is veggies. A plate full of veggies with that evening meal of Vital Balance. Raw or steamed. Don't do deep fried. We all should know better than that. Another one?
I have a question. Well.
Okay, go ahead. That's okay.
Now, does each, like if we're doing one shake a day, one shake would count 1 point, and then a healthy meal, two healthy meals would be two other points?
Right.
Okay. Thanks.
Yep. So we got three points there, and I don't know that I built that in that way. I'll double check the numbers again. That might be the 10th point. And then the last one I'll go ahead and give is your journaling. Your food choices and the times you're eating and the feelings you have, the positive experiences that you have from that, realize what's going on, or if it was a negative, how you're going to replace it with a positive affirmation. So, any questions on that, guys? Those are our points.
So I have 9 points, water, a shake. Sleep is in two parts. That counts as 2 points. So the get adequate sleep and the... Okay. And then exercise, nutritionals, two healthy meals, or another shake and a meal, and journaling.
Good.
Okay.
That does ends up as 9, right, Jeannie?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So if you have a second shake at lunch... Are you supposed to have food with it or just another shake?
Not necessarily. If you're finding it's holding you and you don't need to eat extra, you know, although you're adding very few carbs or calories to it, if you just have raw veggies, I don't know what raw veggies would stack up to be huge except French fries or something like that. That's not raw, but you could get... And the starchy ones, you don't necessarily eat raw anyway, many of them. You can eat raw sweet potatoes. They're wonderful. I love them in a salad. But begin to train those taste buds to wanting that kind of food. And with what we've got, I'm so excited about this product. But, see, I understand the value because I spent 14 years with a company that was based on consumables. And I know the value in those days that people had with the consumables and the basis of the businesses that they had. I mean, they were into hundreds of thousands of dollars a year on their incomes based on just consumables. It took a lot of work because they had no big-ticket items like we do to build that income and see it happen when people need to know the technologies that we have available. The Vital Balance is an entry into the wellness home, and I think it can be the strongest entry, followed immediately by water and the other things that we have. So do not feel that this is the business I'm trying to push is just the KVB. No, it's simply an entry point that is outstanding and can help so many people in this nation, and why I feel so strongly about it. Okay, I need to keep going here because I know we're going to run out of time. We're down to Q&A.
Sure, what's your
keep our bodies if we're not giving it enough calories from going into starvation mode?
If we're not giving it enough calories, it depends on the, I'm going to say it's going to depend on the condition of the person and how serious it is for them to get the weight off. If somebody is dealing with a large amount of food, I don't think they're going to go into starvation because the way the product is set up, it's set up to rev our engine and our metabolism up and work on what's already there for us in the body that needs to be taken care of to get it off. So that would be a good question for Roger Rubber Nancy.
Right.
And I didn't get mine off, so maybe I can add that to the list and we can get it back.
Every time you dramatically cut your calories, your body says, wow, I better hold on because she's not feeding me.
Well, and a lot of that is because people don't use the, they don't understand the approach of having the body satisfied nutritionally. And see, we're working on having the body satisfied nutritionally.
Okay.
And so if that is satisfied nutritionally, we obviously can deal with a whole lot less calories as well as a whole lot less protein and all of the things that we're putting in there. I think it's going to be much more of a behavioral issue than it will be a starvation issue to our body if we're handling it right. And I'm going to, at this point, put a plug in. Eat to Live by Dr. Joel Fuhrman would be the first piece of material that I would have you go to for a guide as to what to put together for your meals and how to eat. He goes at it from a different direction. I don't have time to get into any further this morning with it, but he's got a different pyramid that he uses. He looks at the nutritional end of it totally as to what is going to feed your body with the parts that it's missing out of the way you have been eating, and it is going much heavier on a plant-based. And the reason I'm saying much heavier, he does not require people to go 100% plant-based. He asks them to minimize the animal products that they're eating and put more in that's going to have the micronutrients instead of the macronutrients. The micronutrients are what are found in vegetables that keep our bodies running healthfully. The macronutrients that we've always focused on are the fat, carbs, and protein. And those we don't need to be focusing on if we get the nutritional value in there to make our bodies healthier because they're going to be well fed. And so he's got a tremendous amount of science behind what he does. You can look him up on the internet. It's just drfuhrman.com. And the Fuhrman is spelled F-U-H-R-M-A-N, Dr. Joel Fuhrman. I was directed to him when I first discovered plant-based and tried to prove it wrong, tried to have a researcher prove it wrong. And she told me, Dr. Carol Guth, told me to look up his material. She's an MD, by the way, in the medical field that has transitioned over to understanding alternatives in all areas of what she's put into practice, at least to a degree, and has totally validated the plant-based version of utilizing that for our health. Any other questions? Thank you, Nancy.
You're welcome.
What helps is not to go into starvation. Roger Drummer. Okay, guys, I know that we need to all be on the road. I thank you for your time. We'll be back tomorrow, and we'll seem to cram in a little bit more than we did today. And I've attached some recipes to Jeannie's, and the ones that are attached to her last Thursday are the, or at least Steve just got them. Maybe they're not attached yet. But anyway, are the ones that I know are her favorites, and it's called Veggies Benedict. It comes from, the base comes from Dr. McDougall, John McDougall, who is another great person in our arena that can be very helpful. His wife, Mary, has put together more beautiful recipes for keeping on track. I'm trying to choose ones that are easy. There's a little bit more to this one, especially if you want to add gluten-free muffins, which I didn't tag on there yet, but I will and I can. I'm trying to keep it down to 10 to 15 minutes, and the way you can do that with this recipe is make up a sizable amount of the hollandaise sauce. Make just enough for one recipe. Make sure you like it. I have yet to have found a person that didn't. Some of the young ones pick apart the sauce. They don't like the sauce. They'll leave the sauce off, but that's what really makes it. And then I also sent down the topping recipe for the veggie bacon, which is made out of coconut, which is delightful. And yes, there's, you know, some ingredients in there, but we were taught that if it's just a flavoring, don't get too paranoid about it. You're using only a little bit and you're not drinking it by the gallon. So you can splurge a little on that if it doesn't have the very simplest, cleanest ingredient. If you choose, if you don't, leave it out. The original recipe didn't come with that. But anyway, for whatever you want to try, again, working at keeping the recipes down to 15 minutes prep time. May take you a little longer when you start. One that I'm putting on there today is a favorite that I just came across, and it probably will take a little longer than that the first time. Depends on how long you have to look for where the ingredients, guys. If you get them all out at the beginning, it does make it go faster. So I want to end by saying make it a wonderful day, and we'll be back tomorrow. Thank you for your time.
Thanks, Char.
Thank you. You're certainly welcome, Steve. Thank you.
Hey, thanks, Char. That was Monty before.
Has left the conference.
Good to hear you, Monty.
Okay.
Good to hear
Very
you,
Very good hearing you.
To learn more about NECAN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.